Well, God bless you, and it's the 24th of February 2022, and welcome to another Zoom Fellowship. And it's really great to see everyone on, and God's really working in everyone's heart. Great things are happening. Despite what we see in the world, you know, we don't pay attention, but we can pray for those situations that are going on, and that's what we do. And we don't allow the fear of anything to get to our hearts, because we know people forget about God. You know, God's on the scene, and he needs us to just stay looking at him. We set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth, so we don't have to fear or be afraid about anything. And it's just keeping our minds in that heavenly place, and we stay in Happyville in this senses realm. And really, God is really such an amazing, loving, kind, tender God, and he's really for you. He loves you. He's working in all of your situations. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we can, a lot of traditional Christianity, and through the years, even ourselves, and I've been talking with a few people about this, Sandgate being one, and Patty also being another. And really, we've been taught about, like, when I first took a class, you know, it was for the manifestation of the more abundant life. And then as soon as you've taken that class, you're born again, they say, now Satan, he hates God and he hates Jesus and he hates you. So now you've got a target on your back. And automatically people then get the mindset, oh, I've got to be careful, got to watch this. And that's what you believe in. So you can open up yourself to stuff, right? And so, you know, just looking at the scriptures and looking at the language, looking at the times of when God sent Holy Spirit and the mindset of the people, including Paul and all the other guys, you know, there was a lot of fear back then. There was a lot of, lots of different ways that can keep people expecting to be attacked by the Satan. And that's where we don't keep our mind. Like God says, we're to keep our affections, we're to set our affections on things above. And when you look at the language of the scriptures, you know, when we go through the scriptures, because we do go to them very much, and we ask God to show us and open it up to us, you can see there's, someone pointed out to me, there's like two sets of lifestyles you can choose. One's the one of fear, and you're going to go through tribulation, even though Jesus did say those things, and he was talking to his disciples, he was talking to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He says, in the world, you'll have tribulations, but in me, you have peace. And we know there's things that go on. We know there's an enemy. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, but that's where we don't set our attention. Because when we're walking with the Heavenly Father, we're walking by that Spirit. He makes us aware of what's going on, and we can use his wisdom in these situations. And then you've got the other contrast of ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. And that we have this authority. So it's where we set our attentions. And I know for many years, I walked in a lot of condemnation, a lot of fear, or I better watch out, Satan might be around the corner with a baseball bat. And I'm believing that stuff. Can you see? So it's where we switch our minds to and what we're really believing. Because in Romans 5, God says that we should be ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. But we got this mindset of fear. And Satan, the devil, and he's doing this and he's doing that. Then we are going to walk in fear. Our faith won't be that high. And God wants us to have a high level of faith, because our faith can be, you know, down, up, middle. All depends where we are setting our attention to. And so when we look at the, you know, the scope of the scriptures, and you think about Moses, Moses was a great man of God. And look at all the things that he had to face, but no one took his life. Not one person took his life, because he was with God. He was walking with God. He had the Spirit of God upon him. And then you look at Jesus Christ. No one touched him until his time, and he had to give up his life. So we can walk with great authority, and it's where we set our mind and attention. Everything else is designed in this world to distract you, and it's just there. There's things that are put there so that we can look over there. Like, what does God say? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right, but you move straight on. So we're not even paying these things attention. So when things come up in our own life, we can either focus in on the problem Or we can look to the one true God. Father, look, I know this is here. I give it to you. God says, cast all your burdens to me, the cares, the worries, the fears and doubts. Now you just keep moving straight on. You don't have no fear in your heart. And when I was speaking with Sange, it was really great because I was mentioning these things to him, and he really clarified something for me. When Ananias, he was called upon by Jesus Christ to go and pray for Saul. And it says in there, roughly, I'm rough speaking what he said, you know, go and minister him because I have called him and I'm going to show him great things he must suffer, right? And because God knew Paul's mindset, his ways, his manner, he knew ahead of time what decisions Paul's were going to make. He knew the type of person Paul was. Like when God says, don't go to Jerusalem, he wasn't afraid to ignore God and go, right? But there was consequences. And that's why we're to be led by the Spirit. That's why we're to really walk in that living relationship with God. And we follow his leading. So, you know, we don't go to the left. He's ordering our steps. And then so God was just really clarifying a lot of things to me and helping me to see really clearly. And then speaking with Cathy, we was both speaking about these things. And she was looking at some records. She might share on it a bit later about what she's seen. And then collaborating together and speaking through. God was able to really show, because it's through the, you know, the body of Christ that God is working in each of us. And he's clarifying certain things because God doesn't want us to stay where we are, but he wants us to move on. He wants us to move up and he wants us to have an impact and he wants us to preach the good news. You know, when you're saying to someone, oh, you know, that Jesus Christ, he laid down his life and, you know, God raised him from the dead, you can, you know, receive forgiveness of sins and you can be born again and you can walk in this life. And then we're telling them about, you've got to be careful with this, you've got to be careful with that. You know, so there is something there, like God is actually showing. And I believe that the believers in India understand this. This is why they're moving in these signs, miracles and wonders and in Nepal, because they're not considering the enemy. They're considering God and his power, his authority. And God really wants us to understand this so we can be free in our hearts. Because, see, the thing is, we've been set free from the law and sin and death. Jesus Christ paid the full price. It is finished, he said. It is done. And so it's where we set our attention. If he's completed it, it's completed. And so we just got to walk in that completeness because we are complete in Christ. And God is working in each one of us. This brings great freedom. Now, you go to God yourself and you ask God to show you. And he'll show you. Because this is so very liberating. And we're to stand fast in that liberty where Christ has made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The yoke of the law, obviously, Paul was talking about at that time. We don't want to be entangled again with the traditions of this world. The traditions that we've learned some great stuff, wonderful things through the classes we've taken, really great stuff to get us to a point to take it further with God. And God is opening up the eyes of our understanding because we're ceasing from our own works. We know that everything that we do is by the grace of God. Grace of God means God does the work we're allowing him to do. And God wants each of us to move by inspiration. See, we're to move by inspiration. The scriptures, the graphe was given by inspiration of God, the man of God. These things were recorded. And then you've got the logos and you've got the rhema. This is by inspiration of God. So when we move with inspiration of God, we're making a dent everywhere we go. Things are clearing out for us. So when we understand this, you know, we're to be wise. And if we're walking by the Spirit, we will be wise. We won't be ignorant of saints' devices, but we don't have to pay that attention. And I realize a lot of people and believers I know have always geared their mind, well, we got to be careful because Satan's around the corner. He's got a nuclear bomb to blow you up. He's got a nuclear bomb to blow you to smithereens. And if you do this, if you do that, he's got access. Can I get another coffee? He's got that. He's got that access. But if you're believing that, then what have you just done? You've just consented for him to bring these things in. We give him no consent. And because we're not under the law of the spirit, we're not under the law of sin and death, but we're under that law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, where we can be led by God. Jesus Christ was led by God. He was led by God. He moved with the inspiration of God. He spoke by the inspiration of God, and he didn't consider those things, like in the boat when the storm was going. He was asleep. Nothing fazed him. He knew that his heavenly Father was taking great care of him. Obviously, the disciples didn't know that. They were learning from the Master. And then they had to wake him up, and he just got up. He rebuked those. And he knew his authority. He knew that he had the authority of God and heaven behind him. And we got to understand this. If we are as he is, not as he was, but as he is, we can move in that same way. So it's a confidence thing. God wants us to be very confident, and confidence comes from his words and from his encouragement, for his energizing. So, you know, that's why it's so important to move with God, not our knowledge. Yes, we understand certain things, but it's that spiritual wisdom of the knowledge that we've got that God opens up to our hearts and minds and feeds us as we're moving and walking with him, that we can begin to realize just how wonderful God is. You know, fear has no part of my life. I used to be full of fear. And God means what he says, and he says what he means when he says, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." Do you believe that? I believe that. And now I'm delivered from all my fears because I sought my God. And I'm in that living relationship with him. And now God wants me to encourage other people this way, because if I was in fear, and I really had a lot to fear, but God delivered me out of all my fears because I sought him. I got my attention off the fear and sought him who could release me from those things. And we got that where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. Wherever you are, there's freedom. Again, it's where we gauge our mind. It's what we're thinking. And so these things are just so really, really powerful, really, really wonderful. God wants you to realize that he is right behind you. All the host of heaven, the heavenly angels, are right behind you. And they're going to obey the voice of God. So when you're saying what God has given you by inspiration to say with faith, no doubt it will come to pass. What you believe in your heart and you say by the inspiration of God will come to pass. So God wants us to really not be sidetracked no longer. He's saying, listen, my children, yes, there are things in this world, but you don't pay your attention there. Yes, COVID, what was it? It built fear. It built dread in a lot of people. But you know what? Those that look to God, has he taken us through that without the effects of it? Has he? He has for me. And, you know, I can say, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord, and he has really taken great care. And he wants to take great care of you. But if our mind is in a disposition and we don't understand this fully, and God will give you understanding in all things, like what I'm saying, consider these words and you take it to the Lord. You take it to God and you say, Father, is this man coming out with some strange doctrine, or is he speaking by you? You clarify this to me, and you've got the scriptures and he can clarify it to you if you go with a humble, meek heart. And so, you know, before I wouldn't even think about considering these things. I'm thinking, well, if that's so true, then why have I got the fear? It's because of doctrine, traditions of men. It's not that the men or women that have taught us in the past were bad, it's just how they were taught, and then they've worked stuff and they've seen great things happen. And then, but God says there's so much more. There's so much more. I want you to walk in the fullness of me in Christ in you. And that you can bring my answers, my direction, and my solutions to the people. So God wants you so encouraged. He's so for, I'm just really thrilled with this, you know, because I know in my heart, I know that this is what God is showing. And I know that I know that I know. And, you know, and then like when we just really just relax and say, okay, God, now you show me, open this up to me. Because I really want what you got. I don't want just what man's telling me about you and their workings of things. I want you to clarify your truth to my heart, because I really love you, God. I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I love your holy scriptures. And I want to walk in not tradition of man, not what an organization or a ministry is saying, but I want to walk by you and what you're showing me to do. And God's looking for people that their hearts are so open to him and to be changed as God shows you. It takes boldness to do that. Because if you've been taught such a certain way for all your life, and then someone's saying, hold on, there's a much more excellent way, and then you shy back in fear because you're being held in by a tradition. And what did I say? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So just to let you guys know, even though I encourage about speaking by the Spirit, I go to those scriptures as God is directing me, and he opens it up. We know when someone is in doubt. Because what they do, they can be in doubt of themselves. Okay, they can't make a decision. Or they can be in doubt in what someone else is saying. And so they contend in their mind and heart with the words being spoken. But God is a God of peace. And his word is easy to be entreated. But what hardens that heart to not be able to receive these wonderful words of grace is the tradition. That's why the Pharisees wrestled. Not all of the Pharisees were Steve boys. They weren't all sold out to the devil. There was wonderful men there that really loved God with all their heart, like I love God with all my heart. And I'm going after the truth, baby. I want that truth, and I'm ready to put it into practice, and I'm ready to declare from my mouth, because I'm not here representing anyone apart from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not representing any ministry, any man. And I connect with those that God shows me, and I would do what he tells me, what God tells me to do, and what God is inspiring me. But it takes the body of Christ moving together. So these things were highlighted to me by Cathy, actually. And I thank God for this wonderful woman, because God really works in her very powerfully. And she's a smart woman because she's using that Spirit of God, and she knows the scriptures. And then she was sharing her heart with me. And I'm like, man, like, this is really great what she's saying. And then she sent me a message last Saturday, and we went shopping. And I just thought, God, I got a reply to her, but I don't know what to say. So when Ken went in, I said, I just need to reply to Cathy. And I just shared for about 17 minutes, not realizing it was that long. And I didn't even remember what I said. But Cathy come back and said, what you said delivered me. And when I listen back to it, and I'm like, wow, God is so much at work. And so many people are still stuck where they've been when they first took the class, or when they've gone through different levels of their walk. But God says, I want you really walking with me. I want you to really see what I can do, and that I am with you, and I am working in you, and I am for you, and you are marvelous. And it's by my inspiration, my children, as you listen to me, I will direct you. I will clarify the words that are being spoken. God will clarify my words. He'll establish every word. Because I know. And so I've never been so free in my mind, in my heart, in my life. Never, ever. And so this is just such wonderful truth. There's nothing for us to worry about. There's nothing for us to fear, excuse me. God says, don't fear. And don't fear the world's fear. Because my children, you are mine, and I can show you great and mighty things if only you just humble. Come to me, not humble before a man, not humble before a ministry. It doesn't matter if someone's got like 20 or 30 people, 50 people around them. It's great if they have. But what are they encouraging them? What are they teaching them? What words are they giving them? And really, God says you are free. And if the Son set you free, then you are free indeed. Did Jesus lie? Did our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lie? No, he didn't. He says, if you continue in my truth, and if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So he's saying, look, continue in what I'm telling you, then you'll become to know the truth, and that truth will keep you free. So because God is the one enlightening, and we are so free, we are so blessed, and it's where we focus our minds is the things that we fall. I know a lot of people wrestle against some of the things I say. They contend, they're in doubt. I realize God showed me through the scriptures the other day when God just showed me to look at the word doubt. He showed me to read Mark 11 again, the whole chapter. And I got to the word doubt and God says, look it up. And it's diakrino. That's the Greek word. And so if you look at Thayer's definitions of that, it's really wonderful. And I was sharing again these things with Sanger. And he was again clarifying so many things for me. And then I was there doing that. And Amber was tidying the house. She comes up once a week and she gives our house a little bliss, does a fantastic job. And she came in and said, oh, what are you doing? And I said, I just felt inspired to read Mark 11, Mark chapter 11. But God stopped me at the word doubt. And I just, so I was using the blueletterbible.org to do that. It's a nice little program online. It's blueletterbible.org. And it's got all the Greek, Hebrew and everything there, all the verses and commentaries, interlinears, the lot. And I said, let me give you an example of looking at these words. So we looked at this word. I said, let's look at Ephesians 6:10. So it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, right? So I've always been taught that this be strong, the word be, puts it in the imperative mood. But I've also been taught that we got to make ourselves strong. But when you look at the word strong, it's in dunamano. I probably said that Greek word totally wrong. But what it means is that God energizes, God strengthens. So we decide to be strong, and then God infuses that inner strength in us to be strong. It's nothing from us. It's by the grace of God. And when you look at that through the scriptures, you'll see it. You realize, oh, this is God. Like, God is doing the work. Like with Joshua, right? Moses had just died and everyone was mourning, you know, and God said, okay, this is enough now. You've done your time of mourning. He says, now, Joshua, be strong and be very courageous, you know, and meditate in my word. That word to meditate is means to mutter, to speak, to say, whether it's loud or softly. And just do everything I show you to do. But Joshua had to decide to be strong. And when he made that decision to be strong, then God infuses. And so God has brought me a whole circle back about these decisions. When we make a decision with God, then he provides everything for us to move in strength in those things. Like in, what does it say in Philippians 4:13? Great translation of Philippians 4:13 is, I am ready for anything, and I am equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. For it is God which is working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is energizing you. God is working in you. When you make up your mind, I'm going to do what you want. I'm going to speak the words you want me to speak. I'm going to move how you want me to move. I'm going to follow your direction, God. The things you put in my heart every day, I will implement. And then he empowers you, he strengthens you, he inspires you so that you can move by inspiration. So I've had a really great week of learning these wonderful things in prayer. Let me tell you guys, if you really want to understand the future, you have to pray. You know, you speak in tongues, like we all speak in tongues, perfect prayer. Pray with your understanding. God wants your mind fruitful. So when we pray, we cover everything in prayer. You know, like really cover it in prayer. Father, I'm coming to you. You need to show me. I really desire these things. I'm hungry for your truth. And you said, if I hunger and thirst after righteousness, I shall be filled. And I don't want man's opinions of it. I want your understanding. This spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we're walking with God, here, show us. We'll be at the right place at the right time. We'll also do videos at the right time, don't we, Amy? And other people that receive the videos that God inspires us to do. So God just put it in my heart. I was having a one-on-one with Amber to do a little video recording and address it to Amy. And I sent it to her, and man, she was really blessed. She'd probably share anyway. But see, like, we do what God puts in our heart. And I sent it to a few other people. But other people might receive and think, well, what's he doing that for? But we do what God puts in our hearts to do. And when we're humble and we're not just pushing it aside and we're receiving the things gladly, that's why on the day of Pentecost, they received the words gladly. that Peter spoke. And then they was able to continue. And the truth that they continued in through the apostles' doctrine, what God was energizing at that time. And don't forget, it was the new birth of the church. There would have still been a lot of old traditional ways in there, but that got worked out. And then God rose Paul up. So these things are just really wonderful. And God has really given understanding, because I seek him for it myself. I do go to the scriptures and ask, you show me, God. But God really does enlighten you. And as you follow his direction, he will start to just make things gel together. The things that you haven't understood for years just come together. And he'll also clarify it. And he'll also confirm it. And as you walk out on that, that's when the signs, miracles and wonders, the labourers, the growth, the outreach, the inreach, all starts to happen. And the ones with the ready hearts to receive will be liberated. So this is what we need to be bold. I'm not going to worry about if you don't believe what I'm saying right now. That's not my concern. My concern is to speak for my Father. If I'm going to be a man pleaser, I shouldn't be the servant of Christ, but I am the servant of Christ because I do what God puts in my heart to do. And I don't care if people walk away. It's fine. It's not on me. It's not on me. My job is to encourage and to build up and to edify. That's what gift ministers do, right? That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 4. So, and there'd be people coming in, or that Lawrence, or that Kim, or that Sanger, or that Patty, or that Ted, or Shelley, or Siri, or whatever. They got it wrong. They got the doctrine wrong. They've gone away. They're off up in the left. You know, you've got to be careful building the fear to keep you with them, or to draw away disciples unto themselves. Man, let's get bold. God is rising up people to be very bold now, because the time calls for it. It's time now. God says, now time to rise up, receive these words, be blessed, be encouraged. And this is great encouragement. Well, I'm blessed anyway, even if you're not. But I trust you receive these words. You're wonderful people. And I wasn't going to start off, but I just felt I should start anyway. So with this, who would like to go next? Hands up first. Mike Carmorton. Okay.